Yeah. The different modes. Yep. I would be able to do that on my, if I brought my 6550 or 7550. I'd have to pre-program it, though. Oh, no, wait, I can go in the menu and turn the encryption on and off, so, yeah, that's good. Okay, I got it now. Yeah, when we used to go to, him mentioned years ago, I'd have to get one of Dan's, my buddy Dan, who was a genius. He did all my radio work. He passed away a few years ago, but he would give me an APX, because he had three APXs. He bought three of them, the UHF, VHF, and an extra UHF. And we'd do encryption. I think it was either Motorola or, no, actually, encryption with P25, that's what we were doing. I don't know how he did it, but he would come up with some weird stuff and it would work. I don't know how he did it, but, and nobody could, you know, well, if they didn't have the Motorola radio, they couldn't really listen to it. But, that's his thing. I was trying to find the price of tickets. I think you're right, about $35. That one thing I sent you, that was just the discount prices, I guess. But we're already past that. And the that repeater you told me about, I put it in the radio and I got into it. But I have to put my preamp on to hear it sometimes. It matters how conditions are. But I got into it. We should probably try that one day and see how my bass is getting into it. I do have it in my mobile, too. I flash the radio in my mobile. So I have both radios set up for that. The Ogden Dunes one. Go ahead.